Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Beer and Bananas. Of course, I'm your host, Mo. Man, it's great to be back with you guys. Thanks for tuning in. You know, on the show, we talk a lot about success, whether it be habits, traits, tips, mindset, all these things that if you implement over a period of time will make you successful, right? Because the goal is always to be 1% better today, so we'll be that much better tomorrow, right? Not necessarily. I'll give you something to think about here shortly. Stay tuned. Think about a leader in your life. Someone you interact with every day. Whether it be a boss, manager, commander, whatever. Are they successful? Maybe. Maybe not. Have you ever met a leader that wasn't successful? Yeah, of course you have, right? Maybe your boss sucks. Maybe your manager's terrible. Maybe your professor is absolutely worthless at their job. Because not all leaders are successful. Now, on the flip side of that, think about a successful person. Got it? Maybe Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, whoever, right? Someone that we perceive as successful. Are they leaders? Absolutely. You see, all these men are leaders because leadership is a key component of success. I would say sometimes an often overlooked trait of success. You absolutely cannot be successful without being a leader. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is you can actually develop your leadership over time. See, the problem is we've been conditioned to think that leadership means you're in charge of a bunch of people, whether you're in charge of a Fortune 500 company or a commander of a bunch of troops, or a manager at a restaurant or something. You have to be in charge of people to be a leader. That's absolutely not true. See, John Maxwell talks about in his book, The 21 Laws of Leadership. By the way, if you guys haven't read it, it's phenomenal. Go check it out. 21 Laws of Leadership, John Maxwell. It's amazing. He breaks it down Barney style. And he talks about how leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it. Leadership is influence. Now, if you think about it like that, you absolutely can be a leader, right? Because you have influence on something, whether it be your circle of friends, maybe your students, maybe your troops, maybe you're over in charge of a little team of 3 or 4 people. Now we start thinking, okay, yeah, I absolutely have influence, right? How you develop that influence is your levels of leadership, which is absolutely going to be critical for your success. I'll prove it to you. See, John Maxwell talks about the law of the lid. What does that mean? It's very simple. Picture, this is your leadership potential, and this is your leadership. You can never go higher than your level of leadership. Your potential can never exceed your ability to lead. I'll prove it to you. Back in the 30s, there was 2 brothers, Dick and Maurice. These guys were really great cooks, really, really gifted in the kitchen, very great managers, very efficient. They opened up a restaurant. Back in those days, it was drive-in style where, you know, the car hops would come to your car, bring your food to your car. This is before drive-thru was a thing and fast food really didn't exist. They revolutionized the game. They started making a bunch of money. They used to sell hamburgers, hot dogs, shakes, fries, barbecue beef, barbecue pork, just a huge menu that they could bring to your car in a very efficient manner. And they start making a bunch of money. Did really good. Now you fast forward a little bit. They start to expand the business. They developed a system where they could produce a lot of food in a short amount of time and get it out to the customer very quickly. Now I got it. In today's day and age, you're like, yeah, bro, not that impressive. But think about this back in the 30s and 40s. This was a revolutionary concept. See, people used to have to go to a restaurant to sit down and eat and order a meal. Well, now you could just go to this restaurant, order your food, and within minutes or even seconds, this food was brought out to you very, very quickly. This is a revolutionary concept. These guys made a bunch of money. They did really well. They did great at managing the kitchen, managing the business. They even expanded a little bit. Have you figured out who it is? Yeah, of course, right? It's the McDonald's brothers. Obviously, they were a huge success. They blew up. They were great leaders, and they died billionaires, right? Wrong. the McDonald's brothers did okay. Because, like John Maxwell talks about, the law of the lid, their leadership capped out at kitchen managers. You ever heard of a guy named Ray Kroc? Probably not, right? Ray Kroc was a vacuum salesman that was traveling back in those days. Came across this concept and said, wow, this is amazing. He bought the rights. He bought the rights to McDonald's for $21.7 million. Now, back in those days, that's a large sum of money. Nothing to shake a stick at. However, Ray Kroc had influence and potential way greater than the original McDonald's brothers. See, he bought the name, the rights to the name of the franchises, and started the concept to make it a nationwide and eventually a global-wide empire. When Ray Kroc died, McDonald's was worth $160 billion with a B. See, he had taken a concept that had capped out at Dick and Maurice's kitchen empire and took it to the next level. Now, that's the bad news. You can't exceed your leadership potential. Like I said, the good news is you can develop it like a muscle. You see, we typically think success, progress is like a staircase, right? We picture it every day. We get a little bit better. We try a little harder. We're getting better every single day. But actually, that's not really how it works. See, James Lear talks about in Atomic Habits that progress is actually linear for most days. For the most part, you're going to stay exactly the same every single day. Even if you do all the right things, you have the right mindset, you have the discipline to go to the gym, you eat the right foods, you study whatever, right? Whatever your field is, whatever, however you measure success in your career or your field. The thing is, human beings, progress is really more like a hockey stick, right? One day, if you continue to do the right things over and over and over consistently, you're going to notice probably nothing, right? You can go to the gym right now, work out for an hour, crush it. Tomorrow, you will notice nothing other than you're really sore, right? You go back the next day, you work out for 30, 45 minutes, you will notice probably nothing. You continue on like that, over and over and over. At some point, you're going to notice progress. Right? If you continue down that pattern, you eat the right foods, you drink a bunch of water, you work out consistently, you will eventually hit that milestone that you're like, oh, I'm losing weight. Oh, I can see my abs. Oh, my arms are growing, or my legs are growing, whatever your goal is, right? But you have to continuously, consistently do the same things over and over and over and over to get to that point that one day you'll just shoot up. So what's that being said? What's the point of all that? Hey, keep doing what you're doing. Continue on. Consistently living, doing the right things. Keep that right mindset. Because believe it or not, you're making progress. Whether you see it or not, you're making progress. I promise you. Consistency is key in any industry, whatever it may be. Whether you're an athlete, whether you're in the military, whether you're a student, that progress, the problem is we're not going to see it. Right? It's going to be linear for a long time until that point, right? Luck is where opportunity and preparation meet. Right? You're going to hit that goal and you're going to shoot up, and that's when it's going to come to fruition. But, oh, absolutely, that's what it was. Right. So for our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I love you guys. Always, I appreciate your time. For our folks checking in on YouTube, hey, thanks so much for watching. Please continue to check it out. We're going to have a bunch more content really on just all the stuff you guys have been asking for, whereas weapons, systems, shooting, fitness, beard. Believe it or not, the number one question I get is, what beard do I like? I'll answer all those questions in future channels, future episodes. So thanks so much. Hey, and I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to our hugest partner right now. You guys know I'm not sponsored. I don't believe in sponsorship. However, I do give a shout out where credit is due. If you haven't been to beerandbayonets.com lately, please go check it out. It is absolutely phenomenal, and I can take zero credit. I have partnered with a company, a veteran-owned company named BB Hill. If you got a platform, a product, any kind of item that needs any kind of advertising, go check out BB Hill. Listen, I value your opinion and your time, and I would not just feed you a line. What they have done with the web, with my website, is absolutely fantastic. I like making content. I don't like the ones and zeros techie nerd crap. They have taken all the guesswork out and completely redone our website. They've started our blog, our newsletter, merchandise, all that. So if you have any kind of product or platform that you need, you want to get the word out there, please check out BBL. Their link is on our website as well. Huge, huge, very, very talented buddy of mine out there runs a company. Just go check it out, guys. It's absolutely worth it. But hey, stay tuned for more content. I love you guys.